flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
John, I'm sure you've seen in the news, we got stories about restaurants with some pretty gross food conditions. Rats, yeah. Dead flies, and moldy garlic. The Detroit News has a story. And this isn't even related to the Lafayette and American stuff that's been in the news either.
No, and I mean, it's top of mind because of what's going on downtown. And you see these articles all the time about, you know, restaurants that have had infractions, right? They may not be shut down, but there's, you know, reporting on different things that pop up at different restaurants or maybe going on behind the scenes that maybe consumers want to be aware of.
Level one or level two infraction.
Right. Yes. Obviously, we've heard about some level one infractions going on downtown.
So, yeah, the headline was restaurant inspections, dead flies in alcohol bottles, moldy garlic found in Novi. Detroit News with the story. These are only some of the violations found in Oakland County between November and January, according to inspection reports.
And we got to thinking, and we were sharing some stories of different things maybe we've found in food. And I know there are a lot of people that have had some gross things. And obviously the typical one is you find a hair in your food, right? And you take a big bite out of whatever it is that you're enjoying. And then that you're like, what is that? And you start pulling and it just seems like it never ends.
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting. Have you guys ever had anything that you found in your food that just made you gag?
Thankfully, no. The hair hair is probably the worst of
it. That's what the most common. Yeah, I think everybody. If you go out to eat at all, eventually you're gonna find a hair in your food.
Yeah, or if you go to a potluck.
And don't go to the some of the kids events where people bring. You know,
my son helped me make
goods.
These cookies.
Yeah. Right, yeah. You're looking at the one that's, you mean the one standing next to you with boogers hanging
exactly.
on his shirt? Yeah. Not really. I may donate the money, but that's not going to be eaten. When I was in D.C., this has affected me to this day, and it always will. I found a fingernail.
Oh, no.
In the food.
No.
And so now anytime I go to a restaurant, and whether it's the server or if it's a fast food joint and, you know, somebody is behind the counter and they've got long fingers, like, hey, you can do whatever you want, but there's a reaction that I have. I'm out. I can't eat.
Was
I can't.
It like the whole, like,
oh,
long
yeah,
strip?
Yeah. It was, I don't know. I'm like somebody was trimming their fingernails and it right over top right of over the pot of food. Yeah.
Oh. John, you should be worried about the people with short fingernails.
Right, because they've trimmed them.
Yeah.
And they're in your food. Yeah.
Oh, what about like a I'm thinking because I have a Band-Aid. Sliced my finger open this weekend.
Band-Aid.
What about a Band-Aid?
Well, I've never found a Band-Aid in the food.
I haven't either, but I was just thinking like, you know, if you're washing your hands a lot and you don't have gloves on, this Band-Aid could easily just go.
I had a friend that had that happen at a restaurant.
A Band-Aid in the food?
Yeah, a used Band-Aid.
No!
I would assume it was a used Band-Aid. More likely to be a used Band-Aid than a
But I mean, you knew you could tell it was used.
Oh, like it was...
Seepage.
No!
Don't say that!
Yes!
A friend of yours?
Yes!
Have you ever had anything like that?
A hair. What John described is just sickening when you're when you realize you have a hair and you start pulling it out of your mouth.
Never.
It's like floss.
Sounds like you've done that, outdoorsman.
Yes, it's one thing.
Kill Bambi and then cut a hair and go.
Those are shorter hairs.
Wow.
Still work.
So clearly we want to know what you've experienced here, because apparently this is happening.
Dead flies or bugs, I bet people have found.
You know, and this will sound, the necessarily a bug in your, you know, like the fly in your soup, really doesn't gross me out that much. It just doesn't. I mean, it's not like I'm going to sit there and eat it, but it's...
Oh, I'd be done.
When I get the hair in the food, I am... plate is pushed away, I'm done. And I don't know why that is.
Well, the one thing that you asked when we were talking about this before the show, about the dead flies around the alcohol.
How does that even happen? Yeah, because what was the headline, right? It was...
Dead flies found in alcohol bottles.
And it happened at multiple restaurants in this particular article.
And it's not just the worm at the bottom, right? That's right.
They're attracted to the fruity smells of some of the alcohol.
Right, the sugar, the fermented sugar.
And they weren't closed properly, and the flies went in.
Get in.
I just don't understand. Like, how can you not put the top on a bottle?
Well, they use those porer things, which aren't... A bug could probably get through.
And see, like, in my head, I was picturing, like, old beer bottles that weren't cleaned up just sitting in, like, the bar back and flies just getting in,
well,
which
sure,
is also,
but,
like,
yeah, but that's
up.
Trash.
I know.
Yeah.
It's different.
It is different, but that's what I pictured.
You're not
going to
serve? You're going to reserve those?
No, but I bet they would get a violation for that.
Yeah.
Oh,
even if it's
sure.
not something that's going to be served.
I think the other thing here, though, too, is just observances at a restaurant that gross you out. Because we had a dive bar that we used to go to when I was in college. And it was in Pontiac. And it had a grill where they'd make burgers and bar food. And one time we saw a cockroach go right across the edge.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Out.
I kind of feel like cockroach is a deal breaker. Yeah. You know? I mean, like, I could go back to a place that one time had a hair. I don't know about a cockroach.
Yeah, maybe. But no, a bug? A cockroach?
Like, especially
it's significant in size.
Right.
Well,
yeah. Like, I know the rat stuff's in the headlines, too. That's...
Oh, that's a no-go for me.
Especially multiple times.
Yeah, yeah.
Nope.
Mouse droppings or rat droppings. Anywhere in that, I'm not the flavor that you're looking for.
Well, I bet people who work in restaurants, I don't know if I want to hear their stories, but I used to work back in the day when I was in college at a country club, and everyone could walk through. I could walk through the kitchen and like grab a French fry or like grab. Everyone was allowed in the kitchen. I'm sure people have seen some nasty things or seen somebody do something nasty to a dish that was about to be served.
Let us know. 248-539-9797. Apologies.
Lick it clean.
Oh. If you haven't eaten your breakfast yet, we're sorry.
Yeah.
But I know people have stories. I see the phones blowing up. It's in the news everywhere now, not just the Coney Islands downtown, but apparently, in Oakland County, we're seeing dead flies and moldy garlic and all kinds of stuff. It's a story in the Detroit news. What have you seen?
What have you found? And
how does it impact you? Yeah.
Yeah. The impact. Like, what is it that you've heard where you're like, okay, I heard about this. I'm not going back.
Because I think a one-off, like a hair in, like a meal, I'm like, it's gross. But I'm not, if it's a place I like, I'll give it another chance.
Right, yeah. To me, that's, okay, I don't want to finish this one, but it might not prevent me from going back.
Texters say, I found a cigarette butt in the bottom of my hot fudge sundae.
No.
Oh.
No.
I found a shotgun pellet in my burger at a well-respected restaurant.
Get out of here.
How does that even happen?
It depends how the animal died.
What's wrong with moldy bread? Signed, Dan Campbell.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Motivator.
Come on. Get tough, guys. I saw a glory hole at a restaurant in Fort Worth. Signed, Jerry. Let's get to... Out of context, that's going to sound really weird to people. Jerry Jones of the Dallas Cowboys used that phrase in talking about his football team.
Uh-huh.
Let's get to Rudy in Ypsilanti. Rudy, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. I ended up, I was at a place in Detroit, man. I went to get an omelet. Man, it was amazing. Every time I used to go there, it was great. So I went to take a bite. The very first bite I went to take, something clinged onto my tooth. And I was like, man, what is it? So I spit it out on my tray, and it was a screw. So when I went back, I was like, hey, guys, man, I found this screw. The guy was like, oh, yeah, this is for our shredder and our onion shredder. I guess I must have fell out of there. I guess that's not too bad. So another restaurant in West Bloomfield, I said, man, it can't be two in a row, can it? So I went to get another omelet. So I'm sitting there. The guys that were prepping my meal, they were sitting there doing karate. I'm like, what is this, man? This is dead. These guys are doing karate. But anyways, I'll try it out. Hole in the wall, it can't be that bad. First bite I went to take, a red hair clinging from my omelet. I'm like, oh, so I call the guy. The dude comes out. He had a red beard. I'm like, oh, dude, you're the guy who made my omelet. They apologized, but I couldn't do it. Ever since that, I couldn't go.
You'll never eat an omelet again.
I was done.
Or not there anyway.
I couldn't do it.
Was
not
that,
there at any of those places.
Was that both in the same day? You said you left one.
No, this is same week, different days.
Okay.
Yeah. I just said, yeah, two. Yeah, I'm not going to go for my third strike. So I just sat it out, man.
Oh, man.
A screw in the omelet.
Any dental issues with that?
He's gone.
He's gone.
Yeah. Could be. Yeah,
wrong bite.
Yeah.
Rudy. That was Rudy.
He had dental issues?
No.
I don't know it.
It's a chant from Rudy. Never mind.
I know it's a chant. Yeah. I don't know the story.
Yeah, obviously somebody at that first restaurant had a screw loose.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I don't know how I feel about that joke.
That joke.
Jay in Ann Arbor, save us. Jay, good morning.
Stupid.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What have you seen?
Similarly to Rudy, I was walking around in Ann Arbor with my family one night, as many of us do with young kids, and it became an hour where we were like, well, I guess we have to eat now. She's hungry. Stopped at a new taco place at the time, and I got a sampler platter, and similarly to the guy, there was a large bolt in my taco. Most annoying to me was the fact that it was not the first taco, and they were good. I think that's what was horrible. Was that it was good, and like the drinks were good, having a nice time. We waited forever for food because they were short-staffed, and then there was the bolt, you know. But I've never seen a server so freaked out. She was on the phone with like manager, owner, I don't know, and they comped the bill in the end. But I still, like, we still left the server a nice tip because, you know, it wasn't her fault, but,
something in the kitchen.
Yeah. Mortified. I had not even thought about that. The fact that it could have been like from a shredder or something, which makes sense if, you know, tacos have all sorts of stuff on them.
Yeah.
But
you didn't order it that way. You didn't want the metallic taste in your tacos.
Yeah. Right. no, I mean, and it was one of those things, like, it's downtown Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
It was good. So we certainly would have gone back, and it's the kind of place
it's
that
a fluke.
Like could be quick. Yeah, fluke, but like it puts a bad taste in your mouth, and you never want to go back.
Literally.
Uh huh.
Right.
Yeah.
Jay, appreciate the phone call. Good
the
stuff.
The screw or the bolt, like that could create serious dental issues, or I mean, cuts in your mouth. Or imagine if you. if you swallowed it.
It's only one way it's coming out.
Yeah, definitely going to have to spit that one out.
Let's get to Jason in Clinton Township. Jason, good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Good.
Excellent. Hey, listen, I just I was telling your screener that when I was in high school, I was in a culinary arts program. And we would make food for, like, students and teachers come in, eat lunch. And we made this huge vat of minestrone soup. And one of the kids had spit their gum into the soup.
Oh.
And it got mixed in. And it was served. A teacher was talking to somebody eating their soup, and he was just chewing down. He's like, what the heck is this? And he pulls out the gum. And obviously everybody was just mortified. I did not know that someone had spit the gum while they're making it. I found out afterwards. We all knew who it was. It was a really bad kid. And it was just like, it was so nauseating. And I'm sitting there thinking about, like, when John was talking about finding a piece of hair, it's like floss. I was like, oh, I was dry heaving. And this story still makes me dry heave because I did not see the teacher's face. I was in the back of the house that day, but everybody just said, I mean, it was sheer horror. Like, you know, his eyes literally turned into golf balls. I mean, it was just like, oh my God.
Well, I mean, you guys, Heather, you know what type of soup it was, right?
What kind of soup was it, John?
It had to be gumbo.
Heather, at least it wasn't a dirty joke. It was just a cheesy, dumb dad joke. With John, those are wins. And the best part is...
he's the only one that finds it funny.
There's more where that came from. Now a little peek into what my kids have to deal with on a daily basis. Come on, that one was on a tee.
Funniest guy in the world in his own mind.
There's only one person that has to laugh at you. If you can't laugh at your own jokes, then they're really not funny.
We got a dealer's choice situation here, John. Do you want more fingernail stories? We got cockroaches. We got horse flies.
I like ones I can relate to, so let's go with the nail.
All right, Shane, this is an anniversary dinner.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Jansen, your jokes always kill me, man. They're so funny.
Thank you.
So, long story short, this is Beaver Meat Shane calling in again.
My favorite. Love you, too. And,
So, Beaver Meat's out of this segment. So, my wife and I were at an anniversary dinner down in Detroit. Very upscale, very nice restaurant. She gets her steak. I get my pork chop, and she gets like this side of crab salad. And in her second bite, she bites in, and yeah, a fingernail. She bites into a fingernail, and you know, so we had got the waiter's attention and everything. They ended up bringing the waiter, the hostess, and the manager had came out, and they ended up giving us like a free bottle of champagne. They told us each to pick our own dessert that we wanted. They asked me to go around the table to sit next to her, and they brought out a photographer and took our picture and gave us like the email link to have it printed out. And our bill was going to be about $600-700. And, you know, obviously I said they didn't let us pay for it, but I ended up tipping them like $450 anyway. So,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that was our experience.
So it begs the question, are you glad they put the fingernail in your food?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. So I was kind of throwing out, this is probably my Jansen moment. I looked up at the manager and I said, oh, if I come back, you guys can put another fingernail in there for us.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. If that's the trade-off, as gross as it is, champagne, dessert, comped meal.
Yeah.
Pictures. Ugh. Yeah. Wow.
Order it with the fingernail discount.